Welcome to Torah Dimei Chanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we continue to sing the Song of Hallel with Perek Kuf Yud Chet, chapter 118. The Radak points out that there are two parallel levels with which we approach this particular chapter. As with many in Sefer Tehillim, we are in David's own personal life. He was able at the very same time to express the emotion or the feeling of all of Klal Yisrael. So on the one hand, we take the approach of this Perek, of this chapter, as the joy that David HaMelech felt in those first days after the death of Shaul HaMelech, where passing through his sadness at the death of a tzaddik, David then looked forward to the next chapter, to the next era, where he understood he would now fully and acceptedly be king, and as such looked with joy to the ability to fulfill his potential, to his ability to bring forward the Kiddush Hashem that he knew was his mandate, and addressed various sections of Klal Yisrael with the knowledge of uniquely how each one would benefit from his time on the throne. Yisrael, Beis Aharon, Yirei Hashem, each had something to gain from his rule on the throne, and as such, David calls to each of them to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also addresses the pain that he has felt, and his knowledge and confidence that it is the travails and the challenges that he underwent to get to this point that have prepared him to go forward towards his glorious future. The next level that we'll discuss will be the dimension, again, brought by the Radak, where this is a chapter not only of the personal story of David's pain and then redemption, but when we jump up a level, it's the story of Klal Yisrael and the pain and travails that we undergo in the Galut. This will be the song of the Geula. It's the song of Hallel that takes us through our highest moments, and it will be the ultimate song of Klal Yisrael looking back on the exile, looking back on the Galut and its pain. And the song that we will sing, which will begin, of course, with Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Ki Le'olam Chasdo. The word Hodu has a dual meaning. On the one hand, Hodu means to give thanks. Give thanks to God, because his kindness, his goodness is forever. On the other hand, Hodu also means to admit or to acknowledge. And of course, both are true. On the one hand, we will thank and we will acknowledge to God for all the good that he does. Excuse me, on the one hand, we will thank. On the other hand, we will acknowledge that even that at face value, which did not seem thankable, which did not seem good, which did not feel right to us at the time, we then acknowledge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know that this too is tov, this too is good, ki le'olam chasdo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, his givingness, his kindness, is le'olam, is constant, is static. And no matter how something feels to me, the believing Jew, who of course inherits his attitude from David HaMelech, the believing Jew understands and acknowledges that all that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and from his ultimate kindness. And again, we'll first go through a study of this perek on the first dimension, of this addressing David's own look at his life, at what has brought him to this point, and his joy looking forward, looking ahead to what he understands will be the pinnacle of his journey as he assumes his role as king of Klal Yisrael. And as such, again, he turns to all the segments of Klal Yisrael, each of whom will benefit from his rule. Yomana Yisrael. David, before he became king, was a warrior who protected Klal Yisrael. Imagine the state of security when he will be king and can again ensure the security of Klal Yisrael from the surrounding nations. Yomuna Beis Aharon. The Kohanim specifically suffered terribly. The city of Nov, a city of Kohanim, was massacred in the days of Shaul. Under David, they will enjoy special protection. Yomuna Yirei Hashem. When it will be politically quiet, when the borders will be secure, the Yirei Hashem, those who will devote themselves to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will have a certain confidence, will have a serenity, will be able to pursue their Avodat Hashem with a leader who fully respects and supports their pursuits. And David now looks back, Min HaMeitzar, from the straits, when things were narrow, Karasika, I called you, Anani Vamilchavka. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu widened and expanded, and I didn't feel choking and narrow and limited, but instead there's a state of expansiveness. There's a state of comfort to go forward. Hashem li lo ira. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, I feel nothing. And we jump now to Pasuk Chet, verse 8. Tov lachasos b'Hashem, mibtoach ba'adam. Lachasos means to take refuge, to take shelter. When we take shelter behind a boulder or a stone or a wall, that source of protection doesn't say anything. The boulder doesn't say, I am your rock, you're safe. But there's an implicit protection, and without saying a word, we know we are protected and we're confident. This is lachasos b'Hashem. We don't hear a word from Hashem or a promise saying you're safe. But in the silence of Hashem's embrace, and in the silence of our emuna in Hashem, there is a confidence that we are protected. Versus mibtoach ba'adam. When it comes to man, there has to be a promise. Mibtoach is to rely on the promise of man. A man has to say, I've got you, your back is covered, I'm behind you. But even with this verbal promise, the greatest assurance is sign on the dotted line from a man. That is not does not give us the confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chisayon, that his shelter and his refuge gives us. Tov lachasos b'Hashem, without a word, to shelter in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than to rely on the promises of human beings. David continues to speak of the nations, kol goyim sivavuni, the nations who surrounded him, but b'shem Hashem ki amilam. But with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cut them down and stood against him. They surrounded him like bees, sabuni chidvorim. Bees are known for the fact that when they sting to kill, they die. And there were those who brought their own destruction upon them. For example, Doeg HaAdomi, who in his pursuit of David wrought his own destruction, and he died in the very effort, like the bees who would buzz around David yet brought their own destruction. Says David Pasuk Yudalid, Azi v'zimraska. There were two steady rocks upon which I relied. Azi, my bitachon in Hashem, v'zimraska, and my song, my faith and my joy, the song I could sing in anticipation of my closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tihi li lishua, my faith and my song, has led that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been my salvation. Yimin Hashem Romema. Yimin Hashem, referring to the right hand, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to his Hanhaga Nisit, his leading us through miracles. Whereas the small, the left hand, refers to Hanhaga Tiv'it, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guiding us through what seems to be just nature. David acknowledges that Yamin Hashem Romema, Hashem's right hand acts with great strength, and it was through Nis that he was saved over and over. Lo amus ki echya. David understood that whatever he suffered would never lead to his death, because there was the promise that these were challenges leading him to his goal. Va'asapel ma'aseka, and thus he will relate the deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaso Yisranika, I suffered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me great trials and tribulations. Vilamaves lo nesanani, but he never delivered me to death. And then says David, Pischuli Shari Tzedek, as Reb Shamshon Ufal Hirsch points out, David then turns to the gates of the very Beit HaMikdash. And this follows the pasuk of Yaso Yisranika. David understands that the troubles, that the tribulations, that the difficulties he suffered cleansed him, purified him, so that he can now turn to the Beit HaMikdash and say, Pischuli Sha'arei Tzedek, open for me the gates of righteousness. I did not just endure pain and trouble, but I became changed. I did not step out the same man that I stepped in. And as such, Sha'arei Tzedek, the gates of righteousness can open for me, because it's not only my emuna that was strengthened, but my dedication to my duties in this world, my dedication to Avodat Hashem has been strengthened. and as such, the gates of righteousness can open for me. Avovam odeka. Ze hasha'ar la'Hashem, says Rav Hirsch. There is no other way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than through these, sha'arei tzedek, than leading a daily life according to the law of God. Tzadikim yavo'u vo. The righteous shall enter through it. Singing songs of faith and looking for love are beautiful, but it is adherence to the law of God that opens the gates for a man to come forward and be close to him. The Midrash actually relates to us how these next few psukim are the verses that were said at that very paramount moment when it happened that Shmuel had come looking for who would be the king he would anoint. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to the house of Yishai. And after going through all of the very impressive sons of Yishai, it was found that who seemed to be the least impressive, the son who was thought to be illegitimate, David, who was rejected and sent out to be with the sheep, turns out, according to the nevuah of Shmuel, is the king. And Chazal tells us in Masechet Psachim that at the time when Yishai and his sons beheld that it was actually David who was to be anointed as king, Yishai states, Even ma'asu habonim, ha'isa l'rosh pina. It is the rejected one who has become the cornerstone. And all the brothers concurred, Me'es Hashem ha'isazos. This comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Shmuel, Ze hayom asa Hashem. This is the day that God decided. David then thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the brothers say together, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, God save us, says David, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Once we are saved, will you then grant us success? Says Shmuel to David, Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, welcome in the name of God. Say all, Yishai, Shmuel, the brothers, David, Kel Hashem v'ya'er lanu. Our God is great and he has enlightened us and shown us the light. Says David, Keli ata ve'odeka. You are my God and I will thank you. Elokai arom emeka. You are my God and I will lift you up. Said all in understanding and appreciation of the tremendous hashkacha they were witnessing. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chasto. And so this then is the understanding, the beauty of the vast reversal in the life of David. David's acceptance of all the suffering that he had until now as refining him and preparing him to assume the role that he would fulfill to take Klal Yisrael forward into a very important, very beautiful era. And now, if we may, let's apply this to the higher level, to the national level. Where again, the Radak quotes Chazal Masechet Psachim as saying that this is not just the story of David and the next era, but is very much the story of Klal Yisrael going towards the next era. We are in the days of Mashiach, we will look back and say, Begalut, in the exile, we said, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chasto. We took it on faith that all that was that happened, all that was wrought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was for our good. In the days of Mashiach, we will be able to look and see and point and say, everything that has happened has been good. And it's here, says Rav Shimon Schwab, that David, so to speak, turns to the various groups of Klal Yisrael. And again, we go back here, we're returning and reviewing on this next level, back to Pasuk Bet, verse 2. Yomar na Yisrael, Yisrael, Beis Aaron, Yirei Hashem. Says Rav Shoab, David turns to each with na, a lashon of bakasha, because each of these groups uniquely lost a tremendous amount in the exile through the galut. And so he begs them, lashon bakasha, please, despite all that you lost, despite all the pain you suffered, each in your own way, Yisrael lost, Aaron lost, Yirei Hashem lost, each of you suffered, each of you cried, each of you bled. Please understand that through it all, ki le'olam chasto, Hashem has always been good to us. And now that Mashiach has come, we will see uniquely the good and how it plays out. But please understand, even it is David calling to us from the Galut, from the Geula, excuse me, looking back to the Galut, understand that it has always been good, despite what you lost. And here again, we travel through the Perek, where Min HaMeitzel Karasika, Klal Yisrael as a nation, in our darkest, most constricted times, called God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us in the days of Geula with Merchav, by extending and by giving us the breathing space that we missed throughout. And again, on a national level, we speak of having taken refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak of the non-Jews who surrounded us and are having struck them down, b'shem Hashem. All that was true in the life of David, on a personal level, of the Yamin Hashem Romeima, of the Nisim that we experienced, the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has been true. Yasol Yisranika, Klal Yisrael as a nation, have suffered much. V'lamaves lo nisanani, but Klal Yisrael is an Am HaNitzach. And we have not as a nation ever died, despite what we have lost. And again, Zehashar LaHashem, it is by our fealty and our adherence and our holding tight to the laws of God that will be a nation that will be worthy to go to the Sha'al Hashem. Tzadikim yavo uvo. And just as David was one who was rejected, Klal Yisrael has historically been a nation rejected. But in the days of the Geula, Even Mo'asu Habonim, the stone which the builders despised, Haisal Rosh Pina, has become the cornerstone. The next glorious era of history will be built on the cornerstone of Klal Yisrael. And at that time we will say, Zehayom Asa Hashem, this is the day Hashem has made, Nagila V'nismecha Vo. We will rejoice and be glad. Vo can mean in it, in the day that Hashem has made, the miracles He has wrought. But Vo can also mean in Him. And this is not only the Pasuk of Mashiach, but it's the Pasuk of every day that we sing the Hallel. Every day where we rejoice in the Ashkacha Pratit, where we rejoice in the unique relationship that I as a Jewish woman enjoys with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made. We will rejoice and be glad Vo in Him. This is the day, a day of Hallel, when I rejoice and exult in my closeness, in my relationship with Him. And on that note, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, relating to the days of the Geula, Rev Schwab points out that these are the pleas of those who are not tzaddikim, begging to be cleansed, begging to be purified, begging to be allowed in the national celebration of those who are worthy of being B'Sha'al Hashem. These last psukim, Chavav through Chavtet, 26 through 29, are sung by the tzaddikim from within the gates of the Beit HaMikdash in the days of Mashiach. And these tzaddikim call out to others, saying, Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, blessed be He who comes in the name of Hashem. Berachnuchem mibeis Hashem, we bless you from the house of Hashem, inviting all Jews to come to the joyous celebration of the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored to the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. Kel Hashem, He is the ultimate power. Vaya'er lanu, throughout history HaKadosh Baruch Hu has illuminated for us. Vaya'er, through the power of the Torah. The Torah which throughout all times, Bameitzar and now Bamerchav, in the straits and now in times of Geula. It is the Torah, Hakdosha, which has lit the way for us. Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Konos HaMizbeach. These tzaddikim now call out to those who are coming towards the Beit HaMikdash. Take the Isru Chag, the festival offering, the Korban, tie it with cords to the corners of the altar. Rav Shaw points out that the shlamim, these offerings, in times of celebration, were not tied to the corners of the altar in terms of the service. So the understanding here is not don't tie them for the service. Tie the animals, they shouldn't get frisky. Tie them for a moment while you prepare yourselves. Prepare your mind, prepare your will, prepare your very neshama to offer yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then untie the sacrifice, and as you bring the animal as an offering on the altar, prepare to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in the days of the Geula, every Jew will be able to point and to say, Keli ata ve'odeka, you are my God, and I will thank you. Elokai arom emeka, you are my God, and every Jew will say it with a full heart, and I will exalt you. And our perek began with Hodu Lashem Kitov, ki le'olam chasdo. It's a pasuk that many of us hold on to and try to lift ourselves up with throughout the galut. Throughout the exile, when it seems or it looks that this hurts, this, it seems, is bad, we remind ourselves, thank Hashem, because His chesed is forever, and this too is good. We end with the same pasuk from the days of Mashiach, where we don't have to remind ourselves or strengthen ourselves, but we sing with full heart and understand what has been true all along, coming full circle, with a full heart. Hodu Lashem Kitov. In the days of Mashiach, this is explicitly clear. Thank Hashem, for He is good. Ki le'olam chasdo. Because His kindness always did and always will endure forever. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shi'irit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.